CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am your host, Kristen Graham, and I am with my beautiful co-host and my personal CPA, Marit Bermude.
Hi, guys.
We're going to talk to you guys today a little bit about LLCs and do you need one and when do you need one and, you know, can you start a business without, you know, starting an LLC? All big questions that I'm sure you get all the time, Marit.
I do. Yeah. I have a lot of people who come and they're very confused about, you know, do they need to hire a lawyer? Do they not need to hire a lawyer? Can they start that? Well, I can't start my business because I don't have my LLC yet, but they don't even realize they actually are already actively engaged in business. Their business has started and they don't understand questions about bank accounts. You know, I can't get a business bank account because I don't have my LLC. So I'm just using my personal card. All of these things we can break down for you guys. I think it's just best to try to simplify it because I know there are a lot of either people with side businesses that they have going on. They have dreams of starting a business, and you shouldn't let these little details hold you back. We'll explain when an LLC is actually important, why you need one, and kind of talk a little bit more about running your business regardless of whether you have an LLC or not. So I think those are good places to start.
Yeah. So let's start with something that can like hit home for like the masses, right? So my husband decides he's going to buy a power washer. And he power washes our house, right? Tuesday afternoon, my husband's power washing the house. My neighbor sees that my husband is power washing our house and says, hey, can you do my house? And my husband says, yeah, I have to charge you for my time though. How's $200? The guy says, yes. So Chris goes over and he starts power washing the neighbor's house. Another neighbor sees and he asks, hey, can you power wash my house too? And he says, yes, I can, $200. And now he starts thinking, well, this power washing thing is really starting to kick off. Do I need to start an LLC?
Yeah, so he's obviously engaging in an activity for profit. He's going out, he's making money. The more money he makes and the more frequent he does it, it's definitely going to start looking like it's a business and, you know, not just some little hobby on the side where people are accidentally giving him money for helping him. I would say it's definitely a business. However, what if Chris has now power washed quite a few homes? He's getting out there. He's really starting to build up his clientele. And one of the ladies goes outside and she slips on the wet ground because she has a really nice, you know, coated driveway and she slips and now she wants to sue Chris because he didn't put up a wet floor sign after he power washed the house.
Sounds like it could be an issue. Yeah.
That could happen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's where the LLC comes into play. It's not the permission slip to start a business. An LLC is this asset protection. It's a legal entity you can set up on a state basis so that when you're working within that state, you are protected from incidents just like that. So that's, I think, a good first point to make is that you can engage in the activity and you can have this business if you're going out there and you're doing work with the intention to make a profit. That's a separate factor from, you know, the protection that an LLC offers you while you're working in the business.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's say this power washing business, because this one has, you know, somebody could get hurt, right? And there could be insurance issues and things like that. Let's say Chris is now fixing computers. It's a much, much less dangerous type of a job, right? So he's fixing a neighbor and another neighbor comes and it's, you know, a couple hundred dollars to fix this computer and fix that computer. He's a little tinkerer. So he's doing all these jobs, he's collecting money, and he realizes like, oh, I should probably start telling people that I can do this and maybe advertise for this. So he clearly has a business. We've established that he's making a profit. So he has a business. Does he need an LLC?
So I think that it's always good to have an LLC. I think that it kind of shows, like on the IRS side, it shows them that you're taking it seriously, right? Like you have a separate business entity. You're not treating it as part of your own operations or activities. If you have an LLC, it's kind of like you can only look into the activity of this business. There's really no need to look into my personal activity. I keep everything separate. And on the legal side, that's kind of the same theory. They call it piercing the corporate veil. So the more separation you have between your business entity and your personal activities, the better you are to prove that if anything were to happen, your personal stuff needs to be kept out of it. It's not intermingled with your business operations. So there is always that aspect to consider when you're thinking about setting up an LLC, you know, having that separation of liability. And then there's also, you know, the level of risk, right? If you're engaging in a really high risk business where you really need that asset protection, or you have a lot of money invested in the business, once again, you want to make sure that you have your business put in, you know, into an LLC, because that's going to create that separation in the case of any unforeseen circumstances. And then you also can consider doing the LLC for legitimacy, right? You want to be able to go out there and show people that you're serious, you know, you have a set up business. And just, I think in general, it gives people more of, you know, a respect for your business when they see that you're taking it to that level. So I think those are just a few things that come off the top of my head. But is it a necessity? No. And every state fee is different, obviously. You know, when I first started in this business, I was under the impression that LLCs were just cheap, right? And I was like, I don't understand why you don't just do it. It's cheap. Because where I live in Utah, it's pretty dang cheap to set up an LLC start to finish. I mean, even if you do it through a lawyer, it's not the most expensive thing in the world. But I'm more talking about the state fees, right? The renewal fees, which is another point, I guess we could touch on the fact that you do need to renew your LLC, because boy, have I seen people who think they have an active LLC and they're protected and then come to find out they never did the renewal.
Oh, no.
And it's inactive or it's dissolved by the state. And I'm like, you don't have that asset protection. So here's a little breakdown, okay. I guess. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself. So when you set up your LLC, depending the state that you're in, there's going to be different requirements. And generally, they're fairly similar in terms of documents that you need to create and submit, but they do still differ per state. And then the fee to set up the LLC differs per state. And then the renewal time, some states don't require a renewal ever. Some states require an annual renewal. Some states require a biannual renewal, but these are all things that are really important to keep in mind. And then you kind of want to weigh the pros and the cons. If you are just starting this little side business, you don't really have much going on. You don't even know if you're going to keep it. It was just something that kind of fell into your lap. I wouldn't say you need to run out and immediately, you know, get help opening an LLC, because then there are all these compliance obligations and fees that you're going to have to take into account. So
yeah. And if you think about it too, like
a little bit,
I mean, going back to my husband tinkering with computers or something, I said a couple $100, right? Maybe he helped three people. He's under $600. It's not really a business. He's charged people for his time. Yes, but it's not really a business. If then he doesn't really help anybody else out anymore, that income really doesn't have to be reported, right? If he's under $600, that's chump change, really.
No, he does.
He
does.
The IRS.
I mean, no, that's not right. He does have to report it if it's under $600. He has to report any income. This is IRS verbiage here. He needs to report any income that he makes. So if he's making it as a hobby, they want to know every dollar. And if it's hobby income, say he's just doing it to help out a few people, he likes to fix computers, he's not trying to make it a business, but he got paid $200, So you're getting the $600 thing in your head that he doesn't have to report it because the payor, the person who's paying him the money, didn't pay him $600 worth for his services. So they don't need to tell the IRS by issuing a 1099 that they paid him. But on his
I'm getting that confused.
Yeah, he technically does. And so if he's looking at it as a hobby, then he is going to put it on the Schedule One and he's just going to claim it as hobby income, not be able to take any deductions, but there won't be self-employment tax because it's not an actual business. And then if he wants to actually treat it as a business, it will be subject to self-employment tax on the Schedule C, but then he'll be able to take some deductions to offset.
Oh, so see, so there is a difference between a hobby. That's not kind of nice to tackle that a little bit. So difference between a hobby and a business right there. So that's,
yeah.
That's really good too, because some people kind of start out and they start tinkering with something and it's like, oh, I have some income here. So you do have to report it, but it's not necessarily a business in that situation.
Yeah. And you know what? I think the hobby, you know, just reporting it as hobby income kind of gets a bad rap because people will say, well, but I can't offset any of this income. I'm not allowed to take expenses. That sucks. I got to claim it, you know, at the flat amount, but it's also not subject to self-employment tax. And there are times when it's such a nominal amount that it's just easier and it actually benefits the taxpayer sometimes to not choose to treat it as a business. So that's a pretty simplified explanation, but you know, you want to take into account that just because in tax, when you hear something off the top of your head that sounds like, oh, well, I would never want to do that, there actually are computations you can do where it might be more beneficial for you to choose one over the other if you're in that circumstance where you're not quite sure where the activity lays, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then in terms of the LLC, I mean, there are compliance regulations. You need to do things to stay in compliance. You have to pay the annual fees. You have to pay the setup fees. I just don't recommend going through one of those cookie cutter, you know, online businesses. You know, what are they?
Yeah.
What are they called? Like, biz filings or things like that, because
yeah.
I've seen things get really messed up on those, you know, that,
you know, what it is, you have to supply the information and you have to be very sure that you're providing the right information and that they're asking the right questions of you. And they're, I would assume there's a person on the other side, but it could be a bot or something. Mm-hmm. I want, like, I have an attorney that I work with. He's wonderful. And he asks all the right questions. He makes sure that I know exactly what I'm getting myself into when I open up another LLC. I just opened one up like a week and a half ago again. So it's constant that we're doing this. And I hire the attorney to do it. It cost me like $1,400. It's not cheap. But when you're talking about starting a business and you're talking about having that layer of protection. So I use a company called Main Street Business and they do all of the business things for me. So I pay them like $199 for the whole year and it's peace of mind. And to me, my grandpa always said, like, cheap is expensive. For $200, just get it done. And I'm not sponsored by them or anything. I just think it's just so nice to just give somebody $200 and I don't have to blink an eye. And they make sure that, you know, my business is opened, my everything is done the way it's supposed to be. Like, the whole FinCEN thing is happening right now. I am set with that. They took care of all of that. Like, they do all that kind of legal business entity stuff that a business owner, I don't have time for that. And if you're opening up your own business, I promise you, if you're a power washer, do your power washing. Or if you're a lawn care guy, do the lawn care thing. It's not your job to do business. Let somebody handle that so you know you're not, you know, missing anything. That's so stressful.
Yeah. And on that same note, even though it seems like it's expensive in the beginning to, you know, actually hire a legal professional and get a compliance package like what Kristen did, the cleanup, if you just do it through some bot online or you do it yourself, especially if you have this business that actually grows into a big, successful business, the cleanup cost for it is going to cost you more than it cost you in the beginning to start it. And the more assets and the more success you have, you need to have those personalized contracts. You need to have that personalized care. And so if you really are planning on taking this thing seriously and taking it next level, I agree. It's good to just start with, you know, a good LLC, a good strong one that was created by someone who actually knows what they're doing.
Absolutely. But I hope you guys like this episode. Lot of good information here. We actually covered more than I thought we were going to. I thought it was just going to be LLCs, but we talked a little bit of hobbies, a little bit of compliance, and a lot about LLCs. So I hope you guys like this episode, and we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.